This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
Tonight from 6, now playing with Tom Robinson. At 4, Terry Hall.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know. Conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, 'cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train.
That was good, wasn't it?
Who was that an impression of? Shall I do it again?
That was good, wasn't it? Wasn't it?
Who was that an impression of? Guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That was The Monkees and Last Train to Clarksville. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme. Yeah, the last train to Clarksville. It is the train special. It's really found something in you. Asking you for your train songs, recommendations and dedications. An overwhelming response. I've picked the best of them in my humble. And I'm going to be playing lots of songs about and involving trains. Between now and 4 o'clock. It's a pre-recorded programme, so... I won't be responding to stuff till next week. If you're wondering why I'm being ignorant, I can't reply to you because you haven't yet sent the emails. Do you see what I mean? But do keep your recommendations coming in. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I'll be telling you stories about trains, various things that have happened to me on trains. I do love a train journey. The Beckopedia will be dropping by. That's probably just before 5:30. I'm going to be playing your music by Hendrix, you can hear him there. A bit more Hendrix, train-related Hendrix. I'm going to play you a ride tune, some Chuck Berry, some Lenny Kravitz, can you believe that? I'm going to play you a Lenny Kravitz track. Hold on to your hat. New music from Jimmy Goodwin, which is just great music. The Chameleons, I'm going to play some Chameleons, King Crimson, Japan, Tom Waits, Feist. And my featured artist this week is this next fella. Let me just get his history up. Born Fred Lincoln Ray Jr. in 1929. He's an American rock and roll guitarist who's kind of credited with inventing distortion and also the power chord. He was named as a major influence to The Who, to Led Zeppelin, and there'll be no rock and there'll be no punk without Link Wray. This is the tune that made him famous. This is Link Wray's Rumble. If you recognise it, it might be because it was in Pulp Fiction, or it might be because you're of an age when you can remember it. Here he is once again, and there's going to be two more before 4 o'clock. Link Wray and the Raymen, and this is Rumble. Happy Sunday, everyone. Pretty cool now, don't you? Link Wray and the Raymen, first offering from him, my featured artist this week. A couple more tunes before 4 o'clock from him. Simon Feegrade, by the way, was responsible for the first tune I played, The Monkey's Last Train to Clarksville. That was his recommendation. And now there's another Simon with a train-related recommendation for you. Here's Jimi Hendrix playing Hear My Train A-Coming. Simon in his email said he wanted to hear the album version, but I prefer this version, which is from a BBC session that he did. Nice bit of chat at the beginning. And Simon ends his email with, "Time flies like an arrow, fruit flies like a banana." That old chestnut. Or banana.
Yeah, I see we got a few friends laying around here in the studio.
Hi,
Jimmy. Yeah, okay, Mr. Nolan, I need to do a little number for you right here. You all together now? You all together?
Yes,
we like to throw a little bit of blues on you. Yeah, okay, there we go. Get my heart together again. Well, I wait around the train station, waiting for that train. Waiting for that train to take me from this lonesome. In my heart. Now, can you dig that? Can you dig that?
That was
nice. Okay, let's see if we get it together. I'm trying to get my heart together, that's all. Well, I said, I'm going to leave this town. I'm going to leave this town. I'm going to be big, yeah. I'm going to make a whole lot of money, baby. Just the way it is. And then I'm going to come back. I'm gonna give a piece of you. I'm gonna give a piece of you too, baby. Yes, indeed, baby. I'm just trying to get my heart back together again. Back together again. Back together again. Back together again. Back together. Back together again. All over. Thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, okay then.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I got my heart back together. Yeah. Everybody all right? It's all right. Thanks a lot, then.
Bye.
Take it easy, then. I'll see y'all later. Merry Christmas, yeah. Same
thing. Bye-bye.
Just left with me and my guitar now.
Train Song for Guy recommendation from Simon in Bristol. That was Jimi Hendrix and the BBC session version of Hear My Train A-Coming. Let's break from the trains for a moment. Here's Ride with Leave Them All Behind.
Leave them all behind.
ride and leave them all behind.
The greatest thing about live music is that it brings people together.
You are live on Six Music right now.
Just that magic spark of energy that someone else is giving you.
Latitude Festival, please welcome Block Party!
When something comes across the radio, there's a vital connection there.
Absolutely live from the Six Music studios this morning. That stuff is just infectious.
It's one of the ways in which artists can prove their worth.
Yes, James Blake, live in session.
Happy with that?
Yeah. Listening to a live band that you know is happening now, that's a different kind of intimacy that you can't really get any other way.
I love my job. Really, really amazing.
By Denham live in session.
It's a time, it's a moment.
Wait a minute, Glastonbury.
It's an incredible feeling.
I thought that was one of the most compelling things I've heard at Glastonbury ever.
Live from Maidvale Studios, Paul McCartney!
These are the greatest, greatest moments of my life.
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for high-dosed anti-equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
I'll tell you who's got a good name. Joe Taffarelli has got a good name. He's written me this email with a train song recommendation. That's the theme of this week's programme. Songs involving or mentioning trains. And it really has captured your imagination. Joe says, Downbound Train by Springsteen. He said you could play it, but you won't, because you never play, Bruce. All the best from Joe Taffarelli. We're shortly going to hear from Chuck Berry and his version of Downbound Train. Talking of trains, I know for a fact that my good friend Esther Hall, she's a brilliant British actress. I know that Esther and her fella Simon and their baby Otto, which is a lovely name, all listen to the programme. I met Esther on a train, which is why I mention her. I'm sure she'll remember it. I was, let's say I was a bold young man back then, but we became firm friends, and she's a wonderful actress as well as a very lovely lady. So this next tune, dedicated to them and to Joe Taffarelli for having a great name, this is Chuck Berry's version of Downbound Train.
Could drink no more, and so he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer. The devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew. Some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags. Handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. Sulfuric fumes scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew. Faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed. Brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became. Till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell. Ha ha, said the devil, we're nearing home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound.
Well, I find that spooky and wonderful and compelling, Chuck Berry's version of Downbound Train. Thanks to Joe Taffarelli for bringing that tune to our attention. Here's one that I picked for you. It's by Lenny Kravitz. Don't touch that dial, I know what you're thinking, but this is great. 2, 3, 4. Lenny Kravitz and Freedom Train. Our mystical musical history girl, the Beckopedia, is with us once more. Now then.
Now then. Most composers dream of creating music that will communicate with the world on some deep, visceral level. Of writing the piece that will captivate their audience and stay with them for years to come. And Pete Moore can claim just that. Born in 1924, he's a British composer and arranger who has worked with many of the greats from Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire to Gene Kelly and Peggy Lee. But his lasting impression on the public is all down to one 20-second piece of music composed in 1968. Described as being as recognisable as the chimes of Big Ben, Asteroid is the brash, staccato theme that made cinema advertisers Pearl and Dean a household name. An attention-grabbing, hip and happening rush of brass, percussion and vocals, it evokes memories of Star Wars and the Towering Inferno, of sticky carpeted single-screen cinemas with intermissions and usherettes. And 45 years on, a full-length stereo version of the theme sounds as fresh and exciting as the first time it hit the big screen, making you want to grab a box of Poppets and a Panda Cola and head for the front row of the circle. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. We'll be right back.
Six Music. This is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
BBC News at 2:30, I'm Jason Kay. Southwest Trains are looking into whether they'll be able to resume train services between Exeter and Waterloo soon. The line was closed after heavy rain led to a landslip at Crewe Cairn in Somerset. Earlier, the Community Secretary Eric Pickles admitted that the government made a mistake by failing to dredge the rivers on the Somerset levels, suggesting ministers got bad advice from the Environment Agency. The Liberal Democrat MP for Wells, Tessa Munt, urged the agency to change its flood management policy.
Their guidelines relate to looking after people, looking after property, but in the context of wildlife and flora and fauna, and they aren't actually looking at it from the same direction as farmers. I've been asking for well over a year, 2 years, to make sure that the Environment Agency also has something in its aims and objectives which actually says we value productive land.
Surrey police say that it could be several days before they can be sure exactly what caused the death of a 7-year-old boy who was taken ill at home in Chertsey. His parents are also being treated in hospital. The government's setting up a body to offer help to the long-term sick who want to get back to work. The privately run health and work service won't be compulsory, but ministers hope it will save employers £70 million a year. Hugh Robertson from the TUC broadly supports the scheme.
We support anything that's going to help people get back to work when they're ill. But the focus on this service should really be about getting them better as opposed just to back to work. And the two are not necessarily the same. Also, there's nothing that's going to force employers to do anything with the advice they're actually given.
The snowboarder Jenny Jones has won Britain's first medal at the Winter Olympics in Sochi. The 33-year-old from Bristol won bronze in the women's snowboard slopestyle. It's Britain's first ever Olympic medal on snow. And the singer Prince has announced the latest in a series of small gigs that he's to perform at London's Shepherd's Bush Empire this evening. Tickets are available on the door on a first-come, first-served basis with throngs of people gathering outside. That's your Six Music News. The next update is going to be at 3:30.
This is Six Music.
This is
BBC Radio
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star. You know, I saw one.
Surprised that the time on the clock was the time. I usually return to the place where I cleared my head of you, but just for today, I think I'll lie here and dream of you. I've got you under my skin where the rain can get in, but if the sweat pours out, just shine. I'll try to swim and pull you out.
I'll try to swim and pull you out.
featuring Uncle Jules, Jules Holland there on the piano. That was Thither, An Uncertain Smile. I love that tune. Takes me back. The theme is trains, as you know. This one is a recommendation from Ian in Somerset. It's Johnny Cash's Rock Island Line. It's a good old yarn, isn't it? I talked earlier about how I met my friend Esther Hall, the actress, on a train. I also met Bob Geldof on a train once. That was going into New York. Incredible, actually. What do they call it? They call it the Amtrak? The Amtrak. They haven't quite got train culture down in the States. You have to queue and things like that. You can't just walk onto a platform. They've not quite got it right. But that is a spectacular thing. To go into Manhattan by train is really something I'd recommend. I've also met Will Self on a train. You've probably heard this story if you listen to Sean Keaveney's programme. I told him a few weeks ago. But I was playing the Rizzler game with Rachel Robinson, and I was a bit drunk, and I had Harrison Ford written on my forehead as part of the game. You have to guess who you are, if you know what I mean. And Will Self comes through the carriage, and I jumped to my feet, and I said, "Will, I think you're a great writer. I think you're hilarious." And he peered at my forehead without smiling, and he said, "Look pretty droll yourself."
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. Well, the Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. There's a big toll gate down there, and you know, if you got certain things on board when you go through the toll gate, well, you don't have to pay the man no toll. Well, a train driver, he pulled up to the toll gate, and the man hollered and asked him what all he had on board, and he said, "I got livestock, I got livestock, I got cows, I got pigs, I got sheep, I got mules, I got all livestock." Well, they said, "You all right, boy. You don't have to pay no toll, you can just go right on through." So he went on through the toll gate, and as he went through, he started picking up a little bit of speed, picking up a little bit of steam. He got on through, he turned, looked back to man, he said, "Well, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line." Oh, cloudy in the west and it looked like rain. Round the curve come a passenger train. Northbound train on the southbound track. She's all right, I'll even, but he won't be back. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line. Well, maybe right and I may be wrong, but you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, the engineer said before he died there would be more drinks that he'd like to try. Conductor said, what could they be? A hot cup of coffee and a cold glass of tea. Well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, it's a road to ride. Rock Island Line, it's a mighty good road. Well, if you ride, you got to ride it like you find it. Get your ticket at the station for the Rock Island Line.
There you go. Johnny Cash and Rock Island Line. We're going to have more train songs in a little while. Oh, do you like my doorbell? I don't. Every time I reset it to something simpler, it goes back to that. Very frustrating. It's a man come round to fix my shower. You have a listen to this tune by my featured artist, Link Ray, while I let Jonathan in to come and fix my shower. That isn't a euphemism, by the way. Brimstone by Link Ray. It's good, isn't it? And many thanks to handsome Al Thompson, my mate Alan, who got me into this record and brought it round for me. He's got superb taste in music. So yeah, thanks Al. Lots of love. Excuse me. In fact, I bought him and his bride a digital radio for the wedding day. So they may well be tuned in. They should be, shouldn't they? So Link Ray, a little known fact was that he served in the US Army in the Korean War and contracted tuberculosis, which laid him up in hospital for a year. His stay concluded with the removal of a lung, which doctors predicted would mean he'd never be able to sing again. And then 20 years later, there he was, singing Fire and Brimstone. Quite a determined character, Link Ray. He was a quarter Native American as well, and spoke about it an awful lot. Fascinating character, great musician. Talking to great musicians, Jimmy Goodwin's got a new album on the way. I've had a little hand in one or two of the songs. I helped him out here and there with some lyrics. This tune's called Old Whiskey, and I had nothing to do with it. It's beautiful. New music on Six Music from the legendary Jimmy Goodwin.
I saw a shop with a skipping rope. I said I used to be like that. One of these days I'm gonna give myself a real good talking to and recover some youth. Maybe give up the booze. What have I got to lose? Oh, whiskey give me patience. Oh, whiskey give me truth. Oh, whiskey, give me empathy. Just don't give me the blues. Please don't give me the blues. So now I'm wearing a railway suit, a spirit receiver that needs to be renewed. Oh, fast friend, were you when I needed
Music from Jimmy Goodwin. That was a song called Oh Whiskey from his forthcoming album. Wonderful, isn't it? I do love Jimmy's voice.
Hard to be a one.
I mean, keep them coming in, but right now it is not time for Matt's music news. It is time for his music news. It's time for his music. It's time for Matt's music news.
BBC. Sean, sorry, can you just stop there for a second, please?
What? What was wrong with that?
I just think maybe it wasn't quite shoddy enough.
Oh. But how could it have been any worse?
A bit more like this.
We've got the record of the album of the day here. You read it.
I apologise if I blew your speaker at the other side of the kitchen.
Anyway, if we're quick, we're going to get another song in here before the...
What is it? The news, that's it.
It's what, is it Tuesday? Is it Tuesday?
I've been awake for 90 minutes. I've not worked out what day it is yet.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You know, it just needs to be believably bad.
Right, yeah, got it.
Weekday mornings from 7.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey's finest hour. Listening is doing your duty.
This next one's by the Chameleons. I've met him a few times, he's a lovely bloke, and he was very close friends with my old friend Brian Glancy, who died a few years ago. So this always makes me think of Brian. It's a lovely song, it's called Tears.
Chill of chance, I decided to dance the days away. I wasn't worried at all, sneaking through the back door. No, I wasn't worried at all. Dreams are what you live for, waiting for the light to turn green and carry me home to the kindest eyes that I've ever seen. Carry me home. Well, can you tell me how will it be now? How will it be? Can you tell me how will it be now? How will it be? Well, we were younger then, and the days were long and slow. But were we wiser then? I couldn't say, I wouldn't know. I wasn't worried at all. I had someone to run to. No, I wasn't worried at all. I knew which way the wind blew, picking out the chaos and gloom. Carry me home. I watched the city spin round the room. Carry me home. Well, can you tell me how I live? Tell me how will it be now? How will it be?
stubborn ghosts just stop following me. In a cold world, how will it be? In a real world, how will it be? Beg and crawl, how will it be? Will the ghosts just stop following me? Out to everyone for his only son. From the window of my room now, I can see the color blue now. You can't even look at my eyes now. To my eyes now, what would you see? What would you see? Just coincidence, you can talk that way. It's just coincidence. Well, you can talk that way.
I know there'll be a few of you sent me emails saying, wow, I've not heard this in years. So yeah, thank you. The Chameleons and Tears. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, base it on what I play on the show and the music I make with my band. It's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. So yeah, recommendations rather than requests. Try and play me something that I've not heard before and then I can expand all of our knowledge together. Yeah, this is John Martin, train-related song. This is Man in the Station.
There's a man in the station, the train in the rain. There's a face in the mirror that's showing the street. There's a woman in the darkness standing apart. There's a love in the man that's breaking his arm. But it's all right, catching the next train home. Get out from under this paper jeans, but it's alright. Catching the next train home. Next train home. There's a man in the station, in the train, in the rain. There's a face in the mirror that's showing the strain. There's a woman in the dark that's standing. There's a love in the
catching the next train.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Traveling north to find you. Train wheels speeding. Call your name, love, don't be surprised. It's so many miles and so long since I've left you. Don't even know I'm fine when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. Nothing I've learned all my life on the way to you. One day our love was over and gone. It's so many miles and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll say when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. Find you alone. It's so many miles and so long since I met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long.
Feist and Ben Gibbard's version of Vashti Bunyan's Train Song. I can imagine Noel Coward saying that for some reason.
Feist and Ben Gibbard's version of Vashti Bunyan's Train Song.
Or something like that. This next one is a Song for Guy recommendation. It's a train song by Elizabeth Cotton called Freight Train. She's got such a beautiful, fragile voice. And it's for a recommendation from Laura Byrne. A Laura Byrne Acaster. Now, does that mean you're in Acaster, or is that a double barrel name? Laura, anyway, thank you for your recommendation. Do keep them coming in. I'll try and think of another theme so that we can pick some more songs like this. You've already got into the train thing. Anyway, here she is, Elizabeth Cotton and Freight Train.
Freight train, freight.
Elizabeth Cotton and Freight Train. That was a Song for Guy recommendation from Laura Byrne. Thank you so much. So this is my favourite Train song, I think. It's Bruce Cockburn. I played it a couple of weeks ago, but I thought it could stand another turn because it's so good. It's called Night Train, and I always draw attention to its terrifying lyrics. In the second verse he sings, ice cubes in a dark drink shine like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. Whoa. Bruce Cockburn on Six Music with Night Train.
Night train. it shines like starlight. Starlight shines like glass shards in dark hair. And the mind's eye tumbles out along the steel track, fixing every shadow.
Bruce Coburn and Night Train. Peter Gabriel's a friend of mine, named Clang 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 Clang, and he's got an interesting theory. He likes to be on trains in order to write lyrics, and he says there's something to do with the vegetation flashing by you if you're on a train through the British countryside that reminds him of what it must have been like to be a monkey swinging through a jungle at high speed, and he thinks that sensory overload is what gets his best lyrics out. It's like it turns his brain on, I suppose. I can totally see that happening. Whether it's related to swinging through trees or not, I don't know, but I can see the sort of sensory input of movement and travel. Whether you're conscious of it or not, I can see it firing different neurons. I certainly do an awful lot of writing on trains, and I really love the romance of trains, especially around the UK. Okay, we're going to listen to a tune by King Crimson from their seminal album In the Court of the Crimson King. If you want somewhere to start, that is the one, really. In the Court of the Crimson King by King Crimson. This is called I Talk to the Wind, and it will forever remind me of driving through the Welsh countryside with bass player from my band Elbow, Pete Turner, in his mum's Maestro, which they had quite good speakers in Maestros, you know. They were sort of boxy, but good for car stereos of the day. And I remember playing this to Pete and him falling in love with King Crimson forever. I play it this week because a couple of people have commented, thanks for your lovely emails concerning Elbow's music of late. I don't respond to them because that's not why I'm here, sort of thing, but it is really appreciated, and I always pass them on to the lads. And a lot of people commenting that King Crimson are sounding like they were an influence on our latest stuff, and they certainly were. So here's I Talk to the Wind. Picture young Pete Turner, young Guy Garvey, in an Austin Maestro, a diesel, pottering through the Welsh valleys.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind.
instruct me or conduct me, just use up my time. I talk to the
King Crimson and I Talk to the Wind.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from The Specials.
Six Music.
Just playing a few of my favourite records on a Sunday afternoon. I think more than anyone else, David Bowie is the artist who made me want to get into music and probably sing. Everybody's got a favourite period, Bowie. Mine's sort of 1975, 1976, around Young Americans and Station to Station. I saw him perform this on American TV. One morning I went into a hairdresser's called Barbarella's in Coventry with a photo of him, and I said, I want my hair like this, this is the future for me, and I came out looking like Bette Lynch.
Terry Hall.
The beauty of doing this radio show on Six Music is that I get 2 hours of playing my favourite records every week.
This afternoon from 4
on BBC Radio Six Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
So I had some very good news last week. I was on Chris Evans' programme, his breakfast programme, talking about Desert Island Discs, and Kirsty Young personally texted Chris and invited me on to Desert Island Discs. Now, as you can imagine, loving what I do here on Six Music as much as I do, you might think I might be a bit of a fan of Desert Island Discs. It's the ultimate accolade. It's better than a knighthood. And, Kirsty invited me herself. So I quite often have snippets from Desert Island Discs episodes. A huge fan of Oscar Peterson, am I? And so is our Nicholas Parsons. Who'd have thunk it?
Your most enduring role, then, must surely be chairman of Just a Minute. As I said earlier, going for 40 years. Can it be true you didn't want the job?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, sometimes you don't want a job because you don't think you're right for it. But when you get the job, you use all the experience you've got in your profession to try and make it work for you.
Why didn't you want it?
Well, first of all, it may interest you to know that the original choice for the chairman was going to be Jimmy Edwards, and I was going to be one of the panellists. And a young David Hatch, who just joined the BBC as producer, said, Nicholas, we're never going to get Jimmy on a Sunday when we want to record the pilot. He was playing polo. So I think what we'll do is, will you take the role of chairmanship? And Derek Nimmo's free, we'll put him on the panel. I said, please, no, David, I'm not right for it. Well, anyway, I want to be on the panel. He said, I'll do a deal with you. Do the chairmanship for the pilot, and if we get this series, if it's commissioned, you go on the panel. Super, okay, fine, did it. Pilot wasn't very successful, and they didn't want it. And David fought for it because he saw the potential. And he came to me and said, I've had to fight for this, almost lay my job on the line. So he said, but I'm afraid you're stuck with what you've got, because he said, one thing they liked was the way you did the chairmanship.
Let's hear your second piece of music.
My next piece of music is the kind of music that I love to relax to. I adore jazz. And why I'm fascinated by musicians is the way they improvise on a musical instrument and create the most wonderful sound from it. And I'm carried away. And Oscar Peterson is a fine example of that. Night Train. Thank you.
Thanks to Oscar Peterson, Nicholas Parsons and my soon-to-be best mate, Kirsty Young. Ooh, let's have some PJ. Come on, Billy.
BBC News at 3:30, this is Andrew Peach. The Environment Agency has issued 7 severe flood warnings along the River Thames in Berkshire, meaning there's a danger to life. The warnings cover Raisbury, Datchet, Old Windsor and Horton. Earlier, the chief scientist at the Met Office, Dame Julia Slingo, suggested climate change could have played a part in the recent severe weather.
We're saying that although we can understand it from the natural variability of the climate system, the extreme nature of the impacts and indeed of the rainfall and the storminess could be a manifestation of climate change.
Community Secretary Eric Pickles has admitted the government made a mistake when it failed to provide extra funding last year for rivers in the Somerset Levels to be dredged. He said ministers had been wrong to follow the advice of the Environment Agency. Further efforts are being made to get relief supplies to the besieged old quarter of Homs in central Syria, despite the breakdown of the truce declared for the relief operation. There's been more shooting, though, and mortar fire too. Activists say several civilians have been killed. Early projections from Switzerland's referendum suggest voters are divided 50-50 on whether to abandon an agreement with the European Union on the free movement of people. The proposal from the Swiss People's Party, which says Switzerland's way of life is being undermined by immigration. The Austrian Matthias Mayer has won the men's downhill skiing race on day 2 at the Winter Olympics in Russia. It was his first major downhill victory.
Off the final jump, Mayer tucks in for the line and takes it by a tenth of a second. New leader in the Olympic downhill. It's the Austrian Matthias Mayer who skis into gold medal position.
And the snowboarder Jenny Jones has won Britain's first medal. The 33-year-old from Bristol won bronze in the women's snowboard slopestyle. And the BBC says panel shows like QI and Mock the Week will no longer have all male lineups. Danny Cohen, director of television, says the lack of female guests isn't acceptable. Six Music News, more at 4:30.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
6 Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Rain it never stops, and
have no particular place to go. Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life, the wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life, the wilder. Once I was so sure, now the doubt inside my mind comes and goes but leads nowhere. Just when I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghost of my life, no wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghost of my life, no wilder.
Isn't that phenomenal? Japan and ghosts. I played David Sylvian last week, you see, and I thought I should drop that tune. I love it. My featured artist this week is Link Ray. This is called Black River Swamp, and it's another selection from his 1971 album, Link Ray. It's great.
Country road. There's a place down in the country where the pine trees grow so tall. Walking across that old long bridge, stretching across Black River Swamp. Thank you.
back to Blackville once more. I was born down in the country, down where the cotton grows. Turn it on the main highway, going down that country road.
I absolutely love it. Link Wray and Black River Swamp. That's the last offering from him this week. Swamps, rivers, songs about bodies of water. Is that too general? It's not quite as inspiring as train songs, is it? I'll keep pondering this. We're going from a Black River Swamp, you see, to an inky sea, courtesy of Laura Groves. This beautiful thing is just amazing. She used to go out under the name Blue Roses, which I thought was quite a cool name, but she put out the Thinking About Thinking EP under the name Laura Groves. She has an incredible sweet voice, and the melody on this song is just infectious. I really love the keyboard sounds as well, very tasteful. Once again, it's Laura Groves. Write it down because you'll love this. Laura Groves from the Thinking About Thinking EP. This is the beautiful Inky Sea.
Time you follow me, follow.
gorgeous, isn't it? I told you. Laura Groves from the Thinking About Thinking EP, that was Inky Sea. Do you know, I've just noticed there's a Black River Swamp, there's an Inky Sea, and the Blue Nile are coming up in a couple of tunes. Let's make it rivers. Songs involving rivers, mentioning famous rivers, or even if it's a song that you heard while on a river, or something like that. River-related music is what I want for the next themed show. So that'll probably be not next Sunday, but the Sunday after. Yeah, let's see what you can come up with. Because I've really enjoyed the trains thing. This is Chilly Gonzales and Gentle Threat. Simple, lovely, beautiful Sunday afternoon music. Chilly Gonzales, and that song's called Gentle Threat. He's not only known for that kind of Eric Satie style piano, that very sparse looped piano, he's also known for his dance music, a very talented man. Chilly Gonzales.
BBC Radio 6
Music. Have you noticed how this city changes with a light?
Different faces, different stories. There is no one-size-fits-all. The same goes for us. Come and explore our alternative sides. It's time for us to meet. Let me introduce to you the Six Music Festival Fringe. During the days of February the 28th and March the 1st, standing tall alongside the Six Music Festival at the Victoria Warehouse in Manchester, lose yourself in our Six Music Record Fair, the euphony of poets and our stories. Be in on our conversations with musicians and artists. See the world through our eyes. The Six Music Festival Fringe is free, but you'll need to register for your chance to be there. Registration closes at the Six Music website on Monday night at 11:59.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
The Blue Nile are a fantastic band. I absolutely adore them. I was lucky enough to meet Paul Buchanan, the lead singer from the Blue Nile, when at Electric Picnic in Ireland, which, if you've never heard of it, is a beautiful curated little festival. Festival lineups are sometimes decreed by how many records the bands have sold, biggest at the top sort of thing. But quite often they're curated by somebody who's just gathered together what they think could be complementary acts. And they are always the most magical ones, both to perform and to visit, I think. So we were on before the Blue Nile at Electric Picnic one year. And when Paul Buchanan got off stage, we had a couple of beers together, which was, which made me very, very happy. He made me a very happy man. So here, starring the voice of my mate, Paul Buchanan, here is the Blue Nile with From a Late Night Train.
Isn't that a lovely thing?
I'm going to finish the show with a Tom Waits train song, which is very sad, but a very lovely song about trains. It's the first one I thought of when I was trying to select my favourite train songs. Thanks for the response on that. It's been absolutely marvellous. Everybody got involved. River Song's next. Let me hear him. And other recommendations, keep the Song for Guy recommendations coming as well. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Another instalment of Terry Hall's month-long residency on the Sunday afternoon here on Six Music. He's there for another three shows. It was absolutely awesome last week. What a fascinating chat and what amazing music choices as well. So, yeah, don't touch that dial. Thank you very much to the Beckopedia. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and everyone who helps me put the show together. Good afternoon, Mrs. Harrington. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and I'll see you next week. Tom?
I broke down in East St. Louis, the Kansas City line. I drunk up all of my money that I borrow every time, and I fell down at the Derby. The night's as black as a crow. It was a train that took me away from here, but a train can bring me home. What made my dream so hollow? Standing at the depot, a steeple full of swallows that could never ring a bell. And I've come 10,000 miles away. Not one thing to show. It was a train that took me away from here, but a train can bring me home. But a train can bring